අවකාශයේ පාසල
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I'm Mahisha Samarasinghe, an English teacher from Theniyaya Central College. Today, I'm going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. We are going to learn another interesting part of the English language. I know that you all are eagerly listening to Ruhunu Guru Gedara. So now, I am going to describe you all. First, let's see our beautiful girls who are sitting near the radio to listen us. Alright, I said beautiful girls. Are there any other words to describe girls? Yeah, pretty, nice, joyful, cheerful, modern, pleasant. Is that all? No, there are many more. Memorize the words I said earlier. Okay, I'll tell them again. Pretty, joyful, nice, modern, pleasant, cheerful. Did you hear any similar words among them? Yes, there we can see two sets of similar words. The first set is pretty and nice. The other set is cheerful and joyful. They are same in meaning. Now, let's see the clever boys who are listening to the radio lesson today. Tell me some more words to describe these clever boys. Intelligent, brilliant, smart, exceptional. What can you say about these words? I was describing the same boys using different words. Yes, but they are all same in meaning. How do we define these type of words? Synonyms. Yes, they are synonyms. Well, we know synonyms mean similar words or else. A synonym is a word that means same as another word. A synonym is a word that means same as another word. Let's revise few synonyms. Happy, glad, joy, content. There are four similar words. Sad, unhappy, gloomy, sorrow, joyless. There are five similar words. Start, begin, commence. End, finish, close, cease. Help, assist, support. Exact, accurate, correct, precise. Right, proper. Look at those words. There are five synonyms for the word exact. They are accurate, correct, precise, right, proper. Dear children, we can see that there are many similar words for one word. What is the importance of learning synonyms? What is the importance of learning synonyms? We need to learn synonyms to enrich our vocabulary. Not only that, use the language descriptively. Now, let's move on to antonyms. What are they? They are opposite words. Or else, an antonym is a word that has a contrasting meaning to a given word. An antonym is a word that has a contrasting meaning to a given word. Let's revise few antonyms that we have learned earlier. Happy, unhappy. Hot, cold. Start, finish. Emigrant, immigrant. Inferior, superior. Agree, disagree. Why do we have to learn antonyms? Antonyms help us to select more appropriate word when speaking and writing. Not only that, they help to acquire the language well. Okay, now let's discuss the given activities. Take out your activity sheets. Okay, let's see the exercise 1. Read the instruction first. Write the suitable antonym selecting from the box. There are 20 words altogether. Let's see the given words and relevant antonyms. The given words are conceal, agree, appoint, exact, eager, emigrant, accept, inferior, and advance. Dear children, we have to find out suitable antonyms from the box. Let's see the words given in the box. Approximate, refuse, immigrant, reluctant, dismiss, reduce, overdue, disagree, superior, and reveal. The first one is eager, and the opposite is reluctant. The second one is conceal, the opposite is reveal. The third one is exact, the antonym is approximate. The fourth one is emigrant, and the antonym is immigrant. The fifth one is accept. Its opposite is refuse. The sixth one is agree, and the antonym is disagree. The seventh one is inferior. The opposite is superior. The eighth one is appoint. The opposite is dismiss. The ninth one is premature. The antonym is overdue. The last one is advance. The antonym is reduce. All right. How many of you have got all correct? Look at exercise 2. Underline synonyms of the given word. Here you have to select the correct synonym from the given 3 options as answers. The first one is achieve. The given words are abundant, ancestor, and accomplish. Among them, achieve and accomplish are synonyms. The second one is afraid. Courageous, intelligent, and scared are given words. So, afraid and scared are similar. The third one is collect. The given words are gather, refuse, and thrifty. Among them, collect and gather are synonyms. The fourth one is brave. Timid, disaster, and courageous are words. Brave and courageous are similar. The fifth one is dangerous. The given words are imminent, perilous, and adversity. Dangerous and perilous are synonyms. The sixth one is calamity. Enormous, disaster, and immense are given. Calamity and disaster are synonyms. The seventh one is dishonest. Retreat, deceitful, and assemble are given words. Dishonest and deceitful are similar in meaning. The eighth one is great. The given words are cause, enormous, and originate. Great and enormous are synonyms. The ninth one is start. The given words are commence, discriminate, and hazard. Start and commence are synonyms. The last one is eminent. Famous, unfair, and perilous are given words. Eminent and famous are similar in meaning. Okay, let's move to exercise 3. Fill in the blanks using the antonyms of the underlined words. Use the given words. Here you have given 5 words. They are unhappy, unnatural, marvelous, questioned, small. First one. Someone had a horrible surprise for his last birthday. We have to find out the antonym of horrible. That is marvelous. Someone had a marvelous surprise for his last birthday. When I asked him what he was doing, he responded back angrily. We need to write the opposite of responded, and that is questioned. When I asked him what he was doing, he questioned back angrily. Number 3. She had a very happy childhood. This is a very easy one. We all know the opposite of happy, it is unhappy. She had a very unhappy childhood. A large number of laborers have filed complaints against administration. The antonym of large is small. A small number of laborers have filed complaints against administration. Number 5. The furniture displayed in the showroom was made of natural materials. The opposite of natural is unnatural. The furniture displayed in the showroom was made of unnatural materials. Exercise 4. Replace synonyms for the bold words and rewrite the given sentences. Use the given words. Okay, there are 10 words given. Finished, remain, arranged, quiet, glad, frightened, dream, intelligent, careful, counsel. The first one is, the librarian asked students to be silent in the library. Here we have to replace the word silent, that is quiet. The librarian asked students to be quiet in the library. The second sentence is, people have to be considerate on others as human beings. We have to find out the synonym for considerate. It is careful. We can write the sentence as, people should be careful on others as human beings. The third one is, Nihal completed his research presentation last week. We need to replace completed. The synonym is finished. Nihal finished his research presentation last week. The fourth one is, The baby girl was scared of dark. The similar word for scared is frightened. We can rewrite the sentence as the baby girl was frightened in the dark. The fifth sentence is the function was very successful as everything was planned. We need to find out a synonym for planned, and that is arranged. The function was very successful as everything was arranged. The sixth one is fishermen were asked to stay indoors during the adverse weather condition. Did you find out the synonym for stay? It is remain. Then we can write the sentence as fishermen were asked to remain indoors during the adverse weather condition. The seventh one is some students are very clever in solving mathematics quiz. We have to select a similar word for clever, and that is intelligent. We can write the sentence as some students are very intelligent in solving mathematics quiz. The eighth one is students are asked to consult the teacher in charge of counseling if they have any issue. Here a synonym for consult is counsel. Then it is very easy to write the sentence as students are asked to counsel the teacher in charge of counseling if they have an issue. The ninth one is I had a goal to be a translator. Usually we talk about our future using different words such as ambition, hope, target, etc. Here we are given the word dream. So we can write the sentence as I had a dream to be a translator. The last one is grandparents were thrilled to see their grandchildren. Okay, we know that each and every grandparent is happy to see their grandchildren. We have to select a synonym for thrilled among the given words, that is glad. Grandparents were glad to see their grandchildren. I hope that you have revised your knowledge on synonyms and antonyms when you refer a dictionary to find out a meaning of a new word. Try to find out its synonyms and antonyms as well. It will help you to improve your word power. You will be able to face the GCE O-level with confidence. Dear students, now we have come to an end of today's lesson. So I conclude here. Let's meet again with another English lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I am Mahisha Samarasinghe, an English teacher from Deniyaya Central College. Thank you.
Ruhunu Gurugedara Sambandhava Obata Matuvana Gatalu Saha Obe Adahas Palakirimata Den SMS Sevavak Sakriyai Ingreesi Vishayata Adala Padama Pilimandhava Obata Gataluwak Venam ENG Histanak ක්‍යු හිස්තනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7.488.1.488 0.7.488.1.488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර.